This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Friday, June 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Bozeman on Prop 12 and E15. Ethanol groups defend RVOs. SCOTUS decision helps with litigation, according to Bayer. The Senate's draft farm bill does not include language for year-round E15 or the elimination of California's Proposition 12. But Agriculture Committee Chair John Bozeman is still highly optimistic both measures will make it through Congress this year. On the push to nullify state livestock welfare regulations like Prop 12, the Arkansas Republican tells AgriPulse newsmakers, there's a fair chance such a provision will be included in a final farm bill crafted in conference committee since it was part of the House-passed ag legislation. House Ag Committee Chairman Glenn G.T. Thompson of Pennsylvania also said he believes there's a good possibility the measure will be in the legislation when the House and the Senate reconcile their two versions of the bill. Bozeman supports the anti-Prop 12 effort, but said he didn't include the measure in a draft farm bill unveiled this week because it isn't likely to get enough support from Democrats to pass. We need 60 votes in the Senate as opposed to 51 in the House, so it makes it more difficult, he said. On E15, the ag chairman expects language allowing year-round sale of higher ethanol blended fuels known as E15 to be included in a nearly $90 billion supplemental government funding package as called on Wednesday by President Donald Trump. But if that doesn't work out, Bozeman said he's optimistic E15 could pass the Senate as a standalone bill. Bozeman said, quote, we're committed to getting it done, and I believe that we have an excellent chance of getting it done this Congress. Two of the biggest U.S. ethanol trade groups are defending the Trump administration against legal challenges to EPA biofuel blending rules for environmentalists, biogas groups, and oil refiners. Growth Energy and the Renewable Fuels Association each filed motions in federal court asking to intervene in the group of consolidated cases in support of EPA. The Center for Biological Diversity, Sierra Club, American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers, and other organizations have asked the court to review EPA's latest renewable volume obligations, or RVOs. RFA and Growth Energy say they expect the groups to argue in part that the RVOs are too high. Growth Energy CEO Emily Score said, U.S. biofuel law is working as Congress intended. We have special interests aiming to undermine the record-setting 26-27 RVOs to the detriment of farmers, consumers, and the environment, she said in a release. The Supreme Court's decision yesterday in favor of Monsanto should help to, quote, significantly contain litigation by preempting conflicting state law-based warning claims, parent company Bayer said yesterday. The parent company said the 7-2 decision and proposed $7.25 billion class action settlement should put a big dent in the number of current Roundup-related cases and future claims. The court's holding, quote, should result in the dismissal of current warnings-based claims and foreclose future claims based on state failure to warn theories, which make up the vast majority of claims in the litigation to date, Bayer's release said. The decision prompted a slew of divided reactions. Business and ag groups, including the American Soybean Association, applauding it, but public health groups and a group of former EPA employees said it would make it harder to hold pesticide companies to account. The court ruled that federal pesticide law, quote, preempts state law-based failure to warn claims when EPA has made a definitive determination on product safety, Bayer said. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. States may have to shell out about $9 billion to cover SNAP benefits starting next year when accounting for payment error rates issued yesterday for fiscal 2025, the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says. Almost half of states may owe $100 million or more, the Nonpartisan Research and Policy Institute says in an analysis released yesterday. The One Big Beautiful Bill Act shifted more of the administrative costs to run the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to the states and also required them to pay a portion of SNAP benefits for the first time. Starting October 1st, 2027, that portion will be between 5% and 15% of benefits, depending on the error rate for fiscal year 25 or 26. The error rate is a measure of over and under payments in SNAP that largely reflect unintentional mistakes, often by program administrators, CBPP said. If states can't fully cover these huge new costs by raising taxes or cutting other services, they'll need to further restrict access to SNAP or potentially end the program entirely, CBPP said. A new executive order signed by President Trump seeks to promote precision ag techniques and expedite approval of new pesticide active ingredients. Trump signed the order yesterday shortly before hosting farmers for a dinner at the White House Rose Garden. The order also directs USDA, EPA, and the Department of Health and Human Services to develop a framework to evaluate the cumulative health effects of pesticide exposure across chemical classes and the food supply. The EO further instructs EPA to prioritize registration actions for substances that can serve, quote, as alternatives to older active ingredients. The U.S. and Uzbekistan have struck an early harvest of trade and investment commitment, the Trump administration says, as a part of top U.S. trade negotiator Jameson Greer's visit to the Central Asian nation this week. Uzbekistan agreed to eliminate or reduce tariffs on a range of American industrial goods and agriculture products. That according to a statement from the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative. The Trump administration committed to, quote, favorable consideration in tariff actions for Uzbek industrial goods and ag products to the extent consistent with U.S. law. The agreement builds on $32 billion in bilateral commercial deals reached between the countries last year. The U.S., quote, strongly supports Uzbekistan in its efforts to join the World Trade Organization, USTR said. Nearly $12 million in U.S. agriculture products were exported to Uzbekistan last year, including food preparation-related products, seeds for planting, tobacco, and poultry, according to USDA. Here's today's final word. It's great that there is going to be extra help for our farmers, but unless there is real change in the policies, unless there's some additional changes to the Farm Bill, we're going to be in the same place next year. That's the word of Representative April McCain Delaney of Maryland on President Donald Trump's request for Congress to include $11 billion of additional farmer aid in a supplemental funding bill. Well, that's Daybreak for this Friday, June 26th, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Allen.